This is the Wall Street Update edition of World Business Report on Tuesday, the 16th of August. I'm Alex Ritson. To the markets now, where the Dow Jones closed down around 0.5%. Mark Kepner from Themis Trading in New Jersey was watching the action for us, and I asked him what went wrong at the Dow Jones after a three-day rally.
We had some comments from some of the Fed governors today, talking about possible rate increases as early as September or December, which I think after we've had a nice run-up and consecutive days of records that the market was probably due for a little bit of pullback, and that just added to the sell-off today.
Why are they saying this time that there might be rate rises, or is it just the usual thing of trying to keep everyone on their tiptoes?
Well, I think it's a combination of definitely that's one of it, because I think the market tends to underestimate what the Federal Reserve's going to do. One bad economic number, and all of a sudden the market thinks it's going to be 2 years before they raise rates. But the economic numbers have actually been pretty good. We've gotten much stronger job growth over the last couple of months. Some of the numbers out today were good. I mean, we did have some mixed numbers last week with retail sales, but I think the Fed is doing two things. One, I think overall they're seeing better economic numbers, which probably would support a rate rise sometime this year. I think more so December. But at the same time, like you said, they probably want the market not to think that they're going to do nothing.
Mark Kepner, Themis Trading in New Jersey. So the closing Dow 18,552. On the currency markets, the euro buys $1.12.8 US cents.
Thank you for downloading from the BBC World Service. You can find a whole world of information from science, arts, business and technology. Just go to bbcworldservice.com/podcasts.